Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Here we go.
That makes me laugh every damn time. Every time. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
Quick look at your forecast. We got some lake effect snow this morning and sunshine by the afternoon. We could see up to another inch of lake effect snow in some areas, high of 32. Tonight, clearing up, cold, low of 19. Wednesday, sunny, but well below normal. High of only 36. Thursday, sunny. Chance of rain in the afternoon, high of 39 for opening day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, day 13 of No Nut November.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me, Hunter.
No, I'm still
you
good.
Are so.
Still going.
So full of it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you're not full of it because you haven't done No Nut November.
I am to the brim.
No.
To the brim.
I know you. You have way too much idle time. On your hands to not do it.
Yeah, I just got self-control, man, you know?
You are so full of it.
You just focus right through it, you know?
Zen, bro. You're like Buddha.
Well,
I don't believe it.
It's tough.
To everyone else, Benny does No Nut November, not by choice.
All right.
To anyone else who's going strong, keep going. Hunter is not.
Yeah.
He won't admit it.
Strong like mountains. You know?
So are an eagle. Well, on a more serious and somber note, man, the entertainment world, the world in general, has lost a creative mind, a guy who brought us so much joy and fantasy and just entertainment. A true superhero, Stan Lee, has passed away, the comic book legend who created or co-created iconic characters like Spider-Man, the X-Men, Black Panther, Iron Man. He passed away yesterday morning at the Cedars Sinai Medical Center in L.A. He was 95. Had a good run, man.
Oh, yeah.
Lee, who co-founded Marvel Comics in 1961, suffered various medical problems over the past year. In recent years, he's been making memorable cameos in Marvel movies. He's survived by his daughter, CJ, and his wife, Joanne, died last year.
Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure he almost sold Marvel to DC back in the day.
He was actually struggling, and I do have a clip here we'll play in just a second, but I think
it's like before they started making the movies, DC almost bought them.
Comic books, I mean, it's so crazy where we're at now. They've always been popular, but not at the level. The whole superhero, think about all the superhero movies that have come out. And really, Iron Man, the first one, kind of launched us into that.
What was the first Marvel movie out? Was it the first Spider-Man?
No, that wasn't the first. I thought
it was the first Spider-Man.
First Marvel movie. I don't think it was. The Avengers.
It was the Avengers?
The first film released in the Marvel Universe was Iron Man in 2008.
Really?
Yep. Moron, I told you.
No, there's no way. No.
Spider-Man
was
the internet.
Look at the first Spider-Man. Look that up. What year did that come out?
Timely's first Marvel comic one, 1939, included appearance of as a Human Torch. Ben,
maybe I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
I'm going to look this up.
You're going to look it up. But it's crazy, dude. It has become, it's honestly a part of our culture now.
Yeah.
There's a new one every year.
Well, at least.
It pretty much resurrected Robert Downey Jr.'s career.
Yeah.
Him playing Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just, I mean.
He's a great Tony Stark.
Oh, he was the perfect guy for it. And like I said, pretty much saved his career. And not to mention has given us so many amazing characters, so many amazing movies. So I don't think it can be understated what Stan Lee kind of did for the comic book universe, for fans of comic books, and really for entertainment.
Yeah.
Really changed it up.
Gonna miss the guy, man. It's going to be weird not seeing him in movies.
Maybe they'll CGI him in, man. Who knows? Stan Lee actually talked about, I have a clip of him talking about how he came up with Spider-Man.
I figured I want to make him different than all the others. It would be fun to make him a teenager. And then, while I was thinking, I saw a fly on the wall. And I said, gee, wouldn't it be something if a superhero could stick to walls like an insect? What could I call him? Insect Man didn't sound dramatic. Fly Man didn't have it. Mosquito Man. And then I said, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is in many ways the first teenage superhero.
What Stan and Steve did was that Peter Parker put on a mask and became Spider-Man. But when the mask comes off, he still has all the problems of Peter Parker.
We'll get to Spider-Man, but let's get to know Peter Parker.
This character felt the responsibility to save his neighborhood.
Stan had Spider-Man launder his costume. He had him get a cold. No superhero had ever gotten a cold.
He wasn't rippling with muscles. He was just a kid. Bitten by a spider, I was attacked by a swarm of bees. I did not become Bee-Man.
He's just the typical teenager.
Thank you, Stanley. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Are you still looking at it? You're wrong.
No, I'm not. Spider-Man. First Spider-Man, 2002.
That doesn't count.
But was it made by Marvel? It had to have been.
No, you're wrong.
It says Spider-Man 2002 American superhero film directed by Sam Raimi, based on the Marvel Comics character. So maybe it wasn't. Maybe Marvel didn't come out until the Avengers.
No, until Iron Man. You know what? I have a nice tribute to Stan Lee, and you ruin it with your dumbness.
God dang it.
Sorry, Stan, if you're listening up there in heaven.
I'm sorry.
Hunter ruined it. He ruined my nice tribute to you, and I apologize.
It's not my fault he died.
He probably. Actually, you know what? We're blaming Hunter. We're blaming Hunter for Stan Lee's death.
The Morning Dump.